This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. I'm back in the kitchen at NPR West with my friend Joe Palca, NPR science correspondent and frequent day-to-day science experimentor here on the show.
That's
Joe?
That's me.
What are we doing today?
Well, I thought we'd talk a little bit about water today. I've been covering Mars a lot in the last few months, and so water and Mars kind of go together. But I wanted to talk about how the three states of water, actually there are three states of most everything, but there's a liquid state, right? So this is the liquid state. Pretty simple. We've got some water going there. So there's liquid. Then there's water vapor, right? Or there's water, so it's dissolved in the air. So that's humidity, water, right? Gas. And then there's solid water.
Ice,
right. Okay. Right. Now, most of the time we think about water going from a liquid to a gas, right? It evaporates.
Right, yeah.
But there's also the case that water can go from a solid to a gas, and I can prove it. And if you look into the freezer over here...
But it mostly, I don't think it does. I'll open up the freezer,
but it
does.
Well, there's something I put in there for you. I'll pull out the drawer.
Okay.
And take that thing out, nice. That little paper cup there.
This is actually a styrofoam cup here.
Right. Now, what do you see inside the cup?
There's ice.
Okay.
It's frozen.
Now, there's ice, but do you also see some lines?
I do. You've drawn some lines inside this styrofoam coffee cup, and right on top of the ice, which is flat across the top, there are little marks, sort of at compass points, about a quarter of an inch above the ice.
So those little lines represent the level of the liquid and the level of the ice when it first froze. We put the water in, froze it, and drew a line right at the top of the ice.
Huh.
And as you can see, now the ice surface has dropped below those lines.
Does ice contract?
No, it's not contracting. It's subliming. The ice that's gone has gone into gas. It's going directly from a solid to a gas. Now, I'll give you another example of something.
And that's subliming?
That is subliming, yes. To err is human.
Ah.
To go from a solid to a gas is sublime.
Ah. I hadn't known that.
Sorry. It's a bad joke. There's an example of sublimation that you're very familiar with. Can you think what it is?
Not right offhand.
Dry ice.
Dry ice.
You get a chunk of solid carbon dioxide.
Right.
It doesn't go to liquid carbon dioxide and then to gas. It goes from solid carbon dioxide straight to gas.
Vaporizes immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, as I said, I've been covering Mars a lot, and I was at a press conference not too long ago, and someone said, what would happen if you took a bucket of water and threw it out onto the surface of Mars today? And Professor Stephen Squires, who's the chief scientist for the Mars rover missions that have been rolling around up on Mars, he gave this answer. He said basically the water would, some of it would evaporate right away before, but most of it would turn to ice.
And the ice would gradually, progressively freeze, and it would get thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker until eventually it froze solid. And then over time, the ice might sublimate, might evaporate away.
That's Professor Stephen Squires from Cornell. And actually, when he says evaporate, I mean, that's not what he really means. He means it's going from a solid to a gas. That's subliming or sublimation.
It's been sublime having you with us again. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
You bet.